From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll talk with Pete Cashmore, the CEO of the tech website Mashable, about where the information revolution goes from here.
But first, to Syria and the challenges and the price tag facing the U.S. if it decides to take military action to end the bloody civil war. General Martin Dempsey, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says a campaign to support the opposition to President Bashar al-Assad would cost $1 billion a month, and it could backfire. General Dempsey laid all of this out in a letter to Michigan Senator Carl Levin, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Tom Shanker of the New York Times has seen that letter. Tom, why the high cost?
Well, what General Dempsey wanted all the members of Congress and the American people to know is military intervention is not clean or quick or easy or cheap. The only option that's sort of a bargain would be a program to train the rebels outside of Syria. That could be done for perhaps $500 million a year, which is low in the Pentagon budget. But any kind of mission that would require attacks by missiles, airplanes, or troops on the ground could reach a price of $1 billion a month, he says.
Well, and you outlined some of the costs. Imposing a no-fly zone would require shooting down government warplanes, destroying airfields. I mean, what are some of the other things that he thinks about specifically?
Just to impose a no-fly zone, General Dempsey describes a program that would require long-range attacks on Syrian radars and air defense batteries. You'd have to have a lot of American or allied warplanes in the air to shoot down Syrian warplanes and to bomb their airfields, and that requires intelligence airplanes, refueling platforms, and of course a whole array of search and rescue aircraft in case an American pilot got shot down. And the highest cost, of course, is political, because at the end of his letter, General Dempsey tells Congress that any kind of intervention looks a lot like war.
Well, and as he says, it is no less than an act of war, and might inadvertently empower extremists or unleash the very chemical weapons we seek to control. That's sobering.
It certainly is. General Dempsey certainly says that any of these possible programs of intervention would further what he describes as the very narrow goal of helping the rebels and putting pressure on Assad. But as the president's chief military advisor, he has to warn of what the Pentagon calls second and third order effects, which is that intervention might indeed so destabilize the country that extremists would have more opportunities. And of course, you know, the chemical weapons, which have thus far apparently been used in very small cases, well, a decision might be made to go big with those horrible weapons as well.
Well, this coincides with new language from the White House that we just was picked up last week. What was that?
Well, it's really fascinating. You know, it was many months ago the White House said that President Assad's days were numbered. Well, now it seems that number is pretty big and still growing. And the White House last week, as you so correctly noted, said for the first time, slightly tweaking its talking points, that Assad would never again be president of all of Syria. Well, that sort of indicates either a new intelligence assessment or a new political assessment that Assad is unlikely to quit or be dislodged completely, and that Syria is likely to fracture with some part of it still under Assad's control for the foreseeable future.
Well, there is a plan in the U.S. to arm the rebels with small weapons. This letter came out after hearings about that plan. It's supposed to be covert, but everyone knows about it. It would be run by the CIA. And senators like John McCain and Lindsey Graham have been calling on the U.S. to do more. What's been their reaction to this subtle shift, and what's the fate of that small U.S. plan?
Those are several great questions. On your first point about how this covert plan to arm the rebels is no longer so covert, in many ways that's intentional, because the U.S. wanted to send signals to the Assad regime that the U.S. was even modestly trying to put some skin in the game. So the fact that that's been publicly disclosed is not really surprising. Mm. It's interesting, this government has no problem with leaks when they want to do the leaking, but that's for a different discussion, of course. Now, as far as Senators McCain and Graham, Senator McCain was the first to visit Syria a couple months ago, actually going inside the borders to meet with rebel leaders. They, of course, are incensed that the Obama administration is not doing more. And in fact, General Dempsey's unclassified letter describing what these options are came in response to a very heated discussion with Senator McCain last week about why the Obama administration was not doing more. So General Dempsey's letter is in many ways a respectful answer to Senator McCain about what the options are, but a very clear statement why the risk of intervening is so high.
Tom Shanker of the New York Times. Tom, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me on today.